1-800-237-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight.
Hello, hello, everybody. It's 97.7 FM, WCHY. I'm Izzy Lyman, and I am delighted to welcome Representative Josh Shriver on the line. Hello, Representative.
Hello.
How's it going? Did you have a good Christmas?
Blessed and highly favored, yes. How about yourself?
Same, same. Thank you very much. So, Representative, you represent District 66, which is Macomb and Oakland, mostly townships, am I correct?
That's right. It's basically Ortonville, Oxford, over to the Romeo area and the surrounding areas as well.
Okay, it sounds great that they selected you, because I recently read on the Freedom Index that you had a score of 100%. Congratulations.
At the end of the day, it's God that appoints our elected officials, and so I'm honored to be appointed by him and also, yes, selected by our residents as well.
Yes, and also MERS pegged you as the most conservative legislator. So, again, thank you very much. That is very much what those of us in the conservative movement are looking for, people who will say no to big government, and it sounds like you have a wonderful ability to do so, and well, we do appreciate that.
All glory goes to God and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I also have to give a lot of credit to my legislative director, Tim House, for his work in collaborating with me and doing a lot of heavy lifting in terms of bill analysis and drafting a lot of the vote explanations that we go through. And so it's been a team effort.
Excellent. And then congratulations to Tim, too, for his assistance here. It's important. So I wanted to have you on the show today, and I thank you very much because I know it's the day after Christmas. But I wanted to talk about the satanic goat on the Capitol lawn there, and you are one of the signatories to a letter asking the Michigan Capitol Commission to remove that satanic goat. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I actually was, I just happened to be in town for a meeting and didn't know that the structure was going to be there and just saw it. And I was just taken back, and just because, you know, you have really a nativity scene celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and all of the salvation and peace and goodness that he brings. And then paralleled right next to it, you have essentially a statue of Satan, which is the antithesis of all of those tenets and Christ himself. And so I wasn't really sure what to do. I was filled with a lot of, I got to be honest, I was tempted to knock it down.
We have lost the representative, but we're going to call him back. These little tech glitches that happen. And hold on, Representative, I'm calling you. Hello, Representative.
You've reached the voicemail of Josh Shriver. Please leave a detailed message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. God bless you.
All right, we're going to try again. Representative, we're going to call you. We're going to call you, so hang in there. That was, you love tech till you don't love it, right? So let's see. All right. Hello, everybody. Sorry about that. We're trying to add Representative Shriver back and hear his story and see what we see here, and because he's got a great story. And let's see if this time it works. all kinds of fun excitement. Right? Representative. Hi, Representative.
Hello. Sorry about that.
That's okay. So if for some reason the call should drop again, I'll call you back.
Okay.
But, all right. So, again, you saw the go, and you said you had the reaction of the veteran in Iowa who I believe knocked the head off the goat. I don't know what else damage he did, but you said, no, this is not the way to do it. And you put out a little video, and tell us what you did do.
Well, I just exposed what I was witnessing and instilled the hope and encouragement and victory that we receive through Christ. And really, 2 Timothy came to my mind that we've been given a spirit, not a spirit of timidity, but of power and self-control. And so I wasn't timid. I was bold in exposing what was going on, but I was also self-controlled enough to raise awareness in a way that I think is going to echo much further beyond anything else. We had a Democrat staffer that actually snapped a picture and mocked my praise of Christ and essentially praised Satan in her post. And although she took it down, which is interesting, the screenshot actually got millions of views on a lot of other accounts. And so really,
yes,
it's creating an awareness and really bringing the battle to, is this for Christ or is this anti-Christ? And at the end of the day, that's really what everything boils down to.
Absolutely. And I was speaking about that earlier in the show, about the movement to continually erase or denigrate Christ from Christmas. And this is a perfect example of it. So one thing I'm a little bit unclear of, the Michigan Capitol Commission, how does it actually decide what goes on the lawn, as in this case?
From what I was told, it's just a matter of applying and getting approval or authorization from them. I actually am working on a policy right now. I haven't introduced it yet, but it's actually to really focus on making a distinction between the church, the Church of Jesus Christ, and this quote-unquote Church of Satan. And so you really have an issue where they're seen as equal in the eyes of the state, and that doesn't seem right to me for many legitimate reasons. And so removing tax-exempt status from non-theistic churches, such as the Church of Satan, I think is very, very well in order.
So would you agree with folks who say that Satanism is not a religion and certainly does not deserve to be protected in the traditional way that we've come to define religion? Is this not what the founders had in mind to protect?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself. You have founding fathers up and down essentially saying that our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people. That was John Adams. And there's many examples of us looking at our First Amendment and how it doesn't really protect against obscenity. And I'm working on another policy to make pornographic images illegal. There's no need for a moral and religious people to indulge in certain things. And we have a duty to lead people as representatives who are appointed by God to make sure that we have a state that is not just good, not just great, but godly. You know, we have a chance to make our state rise to a standard that is godlike. And looking at what God has created and taking that to a point where we can lead youth and lead families to stay together and praising Christ and praising the creator of the universe versus an entity that is not even essentially, it's bare bones, lying, stealing, killing, and destroying. That's a huge, huge difference moving forward. So that's what I'm here to do.
Very good. I really appreciate it, by the way. I am a little conflicted at times about the whole religious liberty argument, but I've been persuaded that Satanism is not the kind of thing I want to see protected. So anyway, it's simple as that. I don't have any, you know, fancy platform to advance that, but I certainly appreciate what you're doing. So I'm curious to know, someone like you who is an extremely devout believer, you're trying to bring that to politics, you're trying to bring that to government, you're right there on the front lines in Lansing. What is it like to have to deal with these other folks? They're not just an opposition, but in hostile opposition to your point of view.
Honestly, I work for God and not for man. And so at the end of the day, I answer to one person, and that's Jesus Christ. And at the end of the day, the book of Isaiah says, and this is very timely because, you know, yesterday was Christmas, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. And so when we look to our Creator and our God as our ultimate authority, and whether we're validated by man or not, those who vote, those who don't vote, those who vote one way, those who vote another way, at the end of the day, I represent 90,000 constituents. And for me to do that to the best of my ability and uphold the Constitution, so help me God, as I swore about a year ago. And so I really lean into that final phrase. It's not just an empty phrase. We don't just put our hand on the Bible for tradition. That really means something to me. And so when I said and swore that sacred whole oath, so help me God, I meant it. And so I seek his guidance. I seek his grace, his forgiveness, and his power to do in me what I can never do myself.
Absolutely. And that's the way it's supposed to be for a true believer. We have to act by faith and not by sight, as the word says. Also want to ask you a little bit about this. Well, we have a little bit of time here, although we're going to go to break in a few seconds. And then I wonder, could you stay on after the break? Because I'd like to talk to you about the abortion issue.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. And the conversation is about the Reproductive Health Act. And let's talk about that after the break, because you did a very bold thing during that discussion.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you. I'm Izzy Lyman. Thank you so much for listening. Stay with us. Representative Shriver will be on after the break to speak a little bit more.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to 97.7 FM, WCHY. I'm Izzy Lyman. The text number is 231-758-7707. And I have the pleasure of speaking to Representative Josh Shriver, who represents District 66. Hello, Representative. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about, I think the name is the Reproductive Health Act. It was what that was finally signed by the governor. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. You made a speech against this and you were shut down. Tell us about that.
Well, when it comes to abortion, everyone can agree that something is being eliminated. And the question is what? What is being, it's a life of a precious human being. And so in my speech, I alluded to the fact that a more appropriate name would include terminology of, you know, legalization of the murder of the preborn. And I was gaveled down because I was allegedly impugning the motives of my colleagues, but I just offered a more appropriate name. I got about 5% into my speech. I had a lot more content, very important information that I believe would have swayed the minds, or at least I believe that would sway the minds of my colleagues before that important vote that we took. And before I could get to that information, I was gaveled down on those terms. And I was accused of accusing my colleagues of being murderers. And I stood there tall and strong with my hand raised to be recognized, and I was refused recognition time and time again until the vote was held. And that was really the end of that story.
Wow. And they're allowed to do that, just ignore you like that?
Yeah, it actually happened on the first day, my first day. I was really concerned about the House rules, which in turn has created a ton of problems over the past year. But we really didn't get to see the House rules until an hour or two before the vote on our first day. And so I stood to be recognized on my first day as well, and I was not recognized, and we were not able to delay or even debate the House rules before they were passed, and that basically set the order of business, or lack thereof, for the whole year.
So there's many of us who are even casual observers to the Lansing process seem to think there's a strong, strong lack of transparency with these Democrats, with the things you're mentioning. And is there anything that we can do about that?
Honestly, there are some changes that would be amazing to make to the House rules themselves in terms of getting the agenda out X amount of days prior to a session. That would be immense, because we would then be able to see exactly what's coming up, have days to prepare, have, you know, the ability to mobilize and spin up activism, and that would be amazing. And there's some other changes to the House rules that I think would be beneficial as well. And you see what's happening in D.C. It's obviously not to a great degree, but when the House rules are altered in certain ways, it really does change the way that the House is governed. And so that I think would be one way. And then another way is just making sure that we're electing people who are in it for Christ and are willing to represent Christ regardless of personal expense. Because at the end of the day, if we have people who are working for man and not God, man has a way of manipulating and twisting and pinning in ways that God would never. And so that's really, I'd say, a couple of the ways that we can get out from underneath this.
Is there, do you envision this coming year as, let's say, a possible change in the changing of the guard in Lansing? Some good folks coming into the mix?
Well, from your lips to God's ears, that's my prayer. And
okay.
That's what I really hope for. And with Christ, all things are possible. So I don't think that we should ever, until he comes back or until our dying day, we should always have hope in what he has in store for us. And we should work diligently. You know, faith without works mm-hmm. is dead. And so putting forth our best effort to make sure that can happen is very important. We're his hands and feet. And so we're just as much in the picture as he is.
I am so inspired hearing this. I feel like I'm at a good church service. So in the time we have left, tell us how we can contact you, or do you have a website? Do you have a Twitter account?
My main output of information, I put out the agenda when it comes out. And apparently it's the only way to publicly access the agenda on an immediate basis, which is something that I'd like to change. It shouldn't come from my private social media account. It should come from our government, but that's a whole other story. But that's all on Rep. Josh Shriver.
Okay.
On X. And formerly known as Twitter.
Right, on X. Okay, and I definitely follow you, and I enjoy reading your X's, as they say. Well, Representative, we're just so very grateful that you came on this morning and you shared from your heart and from your faith. We really do need more folks like you in Lansing, and actually all throughout all branches of government, federal, state, local. So we very much wish you all the best, and we will be praying for you this coming year.
Thank you. I appreciate you. God bless you.
Thank you. And we will be back after the break. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your